I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Today was the day, Scott. NFL quarterback Eli Manning, who you so poignantly put in our last segment. Or maybe it was during our show prep. I can't remember when we were talking about it, but we were talking about, you know, you said Eli Manning should have retired like 3 or 4 years ago. But you also are the same guy who says, do you realize, you looked at Jeremy and I, and it was this, it was kind of a mean, like, do you guys realize, look, you guys, have you ever played? Do you realize how hard it is to give up? I think Eli Manning squoze as much out of his career as he could have, right?
Yes.
Squoze a word?
Squoze it out.
So look,
it's hard. I'm telling you. It's really hard to just let it go and
when
let
you,
go.
When you hear a retirement speech, and we listened to it, and it was like, it sounds very scripted. And it was very scripted. I mean, it was very scripted. But
do you know why Eli's scripted?
Because he probably would say just a bunch of cuss words. I don't know.
No, he'd just blabber on.
He'd just mumble.
He'd be all over the place.
Yeah.
He'd be, yeah. And
the thing about Eli Manning's career.
I hated my brother Peyton all this time.
I really hated him
the whole time.
Almost 60,000 yards. He's seventh in passing all time. He's thrown for 336 touchdowns, 223 interceptions. People have this argument, and it's been very popular today, have this argument about whether or not Eli Manning should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know any argument as to why he that holds any water as to why he should not be. There's no way. This guy should be in the Hall of Fame. On top of all the things, like, his numbers were very serviceable, and everyone's like, yeah, but he was just 500 as a starter. Yeah, but you know what he was? He was just barely 500 back in when they won the Super Bowl when he was 9-7.
I think there's a kind of a flash. There's a showmanship to certain guys.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really attracts people. I don't think if you went and go, yeah, we want to watch the Giants play and watch. We want to see what Eli's going to do. Like, what Eli did is he just didn't do things really poorly.
Right.
He wasn't this flamboyant guy. And I think like Peyton is,
there's just the way he drops
back and the way he moves and throws and all this stuff, and it's just, you feel like there's just this energy with
post game interviews, a little bit more flashy,
right?
All
and
that,
he's,
yeah.
You know, and he's the funny guy, the funny pitch man, and all this stuff for everything, and it's funny, you know, and his ability to be this self deprecating humor is very endearing with Peyton Manning.
Is there any question in your mind that he's
just milquetoast?
Right, he's a little boring,
and so
he said it too.
It doesn't have anything to do with his ability. It's this image that people get stuck in their head.
Yeah, he was in the number one market in the world playing football.
And you want to be Broadway Joe. I mean, you want to be Joe. You want to be out there. It's the biggest stage. It's the biggest place in the world. And Eli was a guy that should be with the Tennessee Titans or the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And if he was, he wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, maybe.
I don't think
he'd be. Maybe he wouldn't perform really as well either.
So here's the play. Does he belong? Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question. Yeah.
Here's the play that everybody will always remember Eli Manning for.
He takes the snap. Back to throw. Under pressure. Avoids the rush. And he's going to fight out of it. Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield. Wide open Tyree, who makes the catch. At the 23-yard line. What a play by Manning.
What a play. But that whole play right there, that personifies him.
Right.
Like, it's awkward. It's like he should be sacked.
But you also
he's just
we
running
forget.
Around crazy. And then all of a sudden, he makes a play happen.
And you go, And when we all saw it, we go, oh, yeah, that was amazing. And I think that's what we kind of realized about Eli Manning. You go, oh, yeah, no. He was amazing. And not just a two-time Super Bowl champion. How about a two-time Super Bowl MVP, right, which is a club of five people exactly. And all of them are in the Hall of Fame. So I don't think it's a question about whether or not he should be in or not.
No.
But it got us to this other question. About
a much better question.
And I think so, too, because this is the thing he goes, he said, once a giant, always a giant. And he goes, I'm going to improve on that. Once a giant, only a giant. He played for one team his entire 16-year career.
Do you really think they mean that about Odell Beckham Jr., though?
the Mara family? That he's always a giant?
Hey, once a giant, Odell, you're always a giant.
I guess technically they could always say he's going to be on the record books. Like, we can't officially erase you, so I guess you'll always be a giant somehow. But the question is this. Now with the free agency market, the way it is in the NFL, you can put these different quarterbacks. I mean, these are all-timers, old-timers and all-timers.
Two of the three will be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to say these names, and then we'll just move on. I'm not going to take that bait, all right? So Tom Brady, all right?
Hall of Fame.
You've got him as a free agent.
Complete free agent. Go wherever he wants to go.
Drew Brees, same thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Hall of Famer.
So let me guess who the third one is who's not going to be a Hall of Famer.
Name the
Phillip
name.
Phillip Rivers.
Not a Hall of Famer.
Why not?
No,
he has more yards than your guy.
I don't care how many yards he has.
You don't like his throwing motion.
He can have miles miles of yards.
They'll have to make a little statue of him with his bad throwing motion. Maybe they improve it in the statue. So now here's the homework that I gave Scott, and I'm going to give you guys who are listening also. Where is the best place for these guys to go? Or maybe even just the funnest place for them to go.
See, for me, it's the funnest place.
Okay.
I want to be entertained.
Yes, and listen.
It's not like this is the best thing, and you'll go here, and you'll win a Super Bowl.
Any team in the league.
I want to be entertained.
Any team in the league, short of like maybe Seattle or the Kansas City Chiefs,
right,
like you would improve your quarterback situation immediately with any of these guys on your team. So let's go. I'm going to go first with I'll go first with Tom Brady, and then you give your Tom Brady. I'm going to go Tom Brady to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay.
And here's why. Just 100% based on the Tuck rule stuff, all right? Just
that's a good reason.
The history that's there. He's going to Vegas. It's flashy. It's as good as you could do when it comes to promoting a new team. And look, Derek Carr, he's been very serviceable. He's been the Phillip Rivers of the Oakland Raiders. Serviceable, talented, but no one knows how to get stuff done.
Here's why I don't like Derek Carr.
Okay.
Derek Carr's a wannabe.
Okay.
You want to know who he wants to be like? Wants to be Brett Favre.
Okay. That slings it. All right.
He wants to be. And
I don't want to have a Derek Carr discussion.
No.
That's why he's gone. Tom Brady gone. Tom Brady goes to the
But that's my whole point about the, right. What makes these guys great is they're not trying to be someone else. They're just trying to be themselves. I have to agree with you though with Tom Brady to the Raiders, but
oh,
for
that's
a
great.
Completely different reason.
Yeah.
A much better reason.
What is it?
When Gruden gets in the meeting and he goes, knock on wood if you're with me.
And Tom doesn't knock on the wood.
And Tom doesn't knock on the wood. And he goes, why am I with you? You haven't won anything.
Yes.
He goes, let's do it my way. And when you're with me, then we'll knock on wood.
And then
wood.
He says, and by the way, I think this wood wasn't sourced from an organic source. We're going to have to get Giselle in here to redecorate the whole place.
Yes, yeah.
Everybody, do you have your coconut water? Yeah. Drink your coconut water if you're with me.
And they have to have like Hard Knocks part due.
With
Tom Brady.
Part of the problem
That has to be the opening scene of the first season. Drew Brees goes to the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, wow. That's not bad. That's a great pick.
I know.
And they'd start winning.
They're one quarterback away from actually winning.
Okay.
He's an indoor guy, so he gets to stay indoors because I don't think he can handle being outside very much.
I don't think
he's kind of old and frail.
I thought about him as maybe being a replacement for in Carolina
but that's the obvious choice.
That seems obvious, but this one's mine was 100% for entertainment too. Tom Brady goes to the Vegas Raiders, and then Drew Brees goes to the New England Patriots.
Oh,
that would be fun,
that's going to be boring.
No, because he would start slinging, and they go back to the, and then he'd go to a Super Bowl, and then they'd go, oh, so it wasn't Tom Brady. It was the system. It was Belichick. It was all this stuff. And then Tom Brady goes down a notch a little bit for everybody because of that.
I don't think he ever goes down a notch just because Giselle's there. Always a notch above.
Final one. Phillip Rivers.
That's an easy one.
What's he do?
I can't believe you wouldn't say this.
Phillip
Rivers, who's from North Carolina, who went to North Carolina State.
Yeah.
He goes to the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. He's got those nine kids. You can't get him across country easily, though.
Well, they can take a bus. And what he does, he opens up Rivers Barbecue.
Okay, I'm on board now.
In Carolina
style. I'm on board with it.
Yeah.
Mine for Phillip Rivers, the Tennessee Titans.
It's
just go
the
from
same
one,
thing.
Yeah, like a lateral move, like market wise.
Phillip Rivers needs to be in the South somewhere.
Yes,
he just got to be in the South.
Well,
the sappy
and
South.
Listen, he would actually do really well there. The play action would work for him for his old bones, and he'd actually be way better than Tannehill. All right, taking the break here. We're gonna come back. We got more to talk about here. Well, let's talk about Scott has what the NFL draft really is. You want to really know?
Is.
You want to really know what goes on there? You'll hear it next right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.